This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Tom, he's listening in Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how you doing, Hank?
Good, how are you?
I had a question that was in John 12:5-7. It said, why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. And then it goes on to say, he didn't say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. Now, my question is, if they knew he was a thief, why did they let him take charge of the money?
Yeah, well, that is a good question. But remember that God works with sinful people. He chose 12 disciples. All of the disciples were sinful in one way or another. In the case of Judas, God had a role for him to play. And in fact, I think he used this very occasion delineated in John chapter 12 as a foreshadowing of the willingness of Judas to sell Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. So already you have contextualization of what we are dealing with and who we are dealing with, for Jesus made clear that Judas was a devil, which is to say that we look at Judas from outward appearances, and that becomes a great example. If we would have been around at the time that Jesus walked the earth, we would have said, I want to be like Judas. Judas was in the inner circle of Christ. He had a prominent place, a prominent position, as pointed out in this very passage. He did take care of the money. So he was prominently considered, and yet Jesus saw the heart of Judas. And I think this is a great object lesson for us today reading the Word of God. We look at outward appearances, God sees the heart. And so there are all kinds of people in prominent positions. They are not there because of the master, rather they are there because of what is on the master's table. In other words, Jesus for them has been reduced to nothing more than a means to their own ends. So in all of this, there are lessons that we can learn, and I think the most prominent lesson here is a foreshadowing in the book of John of what Judas will later do when he betrays the master.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.